Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, the weekend's upon us. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan, taking you through another hour of getting at home in shape. And by the way, this hour is brought to you by Tear Mender. And I know I talk about Tear Mender pretty much every week during the course of the year. And if you have not used that product, you got to try it. And what it is it's a fabric glue. So instead of repairing a tear in your jacket or a tear in an outdoor cushion, furniture, canvas awning, pair of jeans, hemming it. It's like construction adhesive for cloth. Great stuff. Great company. Been around for a long time. TearMender.com. Check it out. It's a real time saver. Very convenient to use, too. So jump on board as we talk a little home improvement. It's 800-823-8255. And let's get to Bill. Bill, welcome.
Hi, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Say, I have heard about you talk about the salt dilemma on concrete driveways, mm-hmm. and I've got it. It seems to be perpetuating itself very rapidly now. The concrete's only about 5-6 years old, mm-hmm. but I know I've got to seal it. But can I seal it over the corroded portions now? They aren't deep. I don't think anything's more than a quarter of an inch.
Well, it's
can I seal? Do I have to repair those little
you do not.
Damaged spots now?
You do not. You do not. So you can go ahead and seal it. Let me just take that education about the salt damage a little bit further. So when people use rock salt or rock salt gets carried on the property, melts the snow, creates a real salty brine solution, unsealed concrete becomes victim to this salty brine and has a tendency to do what they call a spalling, which is little pop marks. And it's kind of like acne of the driveway, if you will. Now,
yes.
If that driveway is only 5 years old, another thing that may have happened is it may have not been poured correctly. And the reason I bring that up, it's most likely salt, but it's always a game when you have a driveway that starts showing all kinds of problems, let's just say in 3 to 5 years, and you call the builder up or you call the concrete guy, and the concrete guy and the salt guy will say, well, it's the salt. And then you talk to the people that have the salt, and no, it's poured wrong. There's not enough water in that mix. And you just go back and forth. Yeah, you just go back and forth. So bottom line, it looks bad. It's deteriorating, and you got to do something. So, yeah, make sure that area is good, clean, dust-free, and you can put a breathable sealant on there. And
breathable sealant. Huh?
Yeah, so what you don't want to do, and I know you're in Montana, so I'm sure you have days where it gets warm in the day, and gets very cold at night. Not all the time, but periodically you have big temperature swings. You don't want
to usually.
You don't want to have water trapped in that concrete. You want to allow it to exhaust out, but you want to minimize how much penetrates in. So it's kind of like Gore-Tex for your driveway, all right? It allows it to exhaust out, but minimizes how much is absorbed into.
Oh, okay, kind of one way.
Yeah, so there's a website. It's called masonrydefender.com.
I heard about you talk about that.
Yeah, they have just like 8 sealers, and they're all project-specific. And one of their ones that is a breathable one is, of course, driveway and sidewalk masonry sealer. And that is a siloxane-based breathable sealer, and that's what you want to use. You can put it on with a
tank spray. A breathable sealer.
Right.
I've never heard of such a thing. I thought a sealer was a sealer.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, but it makes
crazy
sense when
chemistry.
You start learning into it. I started learning all about siloxanes probably 25 years ago. And it's the same thing. There was a lot of sealers out on the market that had wax in them. So it wouldn't let water in, wouldn't let water out. And quite honestly, in a lot of cases, it made the problem worse.
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head when you said it's the quality of the pour. Because it seems like a portion of the driveway is excellent, not a blemish. Also, the neighbors on either side of me do not have the problem. I think it's the pour.
Yeah. Was it a real hot day when they poured it?
I don't know. Wasn't around. I just bought it 3 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, so that can be it, too.
Well,
sometimes they add water right on the...
And I really appreciate you and your show. It's very educational. Don't know what I'd do without it.
Well, very good. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Stay safe.
You, too. Bye-bye. Just wanted to add one thing. One of the things that occurs sometimes, it's not all the time, but if you get a concrete driveway and it's poured on a really hot day, troweling that out, floating that out is a lot of work. And sometimes they'll add water to that mix once it's already poured. And it's called cream. The cream will be on the surface of that concrete. It'll be softer than the rest of the concrete because it's diluted more, right? And that cream will be the cause of the spalling. So it can go both ways. I don't have a way of really telling you which one it is. I watched this one municipality near me pour some beautiful sidewalks and roads, and, you know, it looked like they were doing everything right. I was there the day they were pouring it, actually. And about, that was like in the summer. And then it was in March or April, I went back there, and all along, not the roads, but the walkways, and only about a foot into the walkways next to the road above the curb was all spalling. And my guess was the cars went by, splashed up the salty brine solution onto the sidewalk, and there it sat. And it was never really cleaned off, and that concrete was never really sealed. And it just ate pockmarks right into that concrete. It's a shame. It was like there's different curing compounds and sealers that can be put on when you're pouring the concrete. Obviously, weren't used. Nobody came back and resealed the concrete. But it was a lot of really good work. I'm not saying it was ruined, but it's not as nice looking as it could have been. All right, our phone number is 800-823-8255. You can join us. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Time to get your hands dirty with Gary Sullivan. Give him a call at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
If some of the projects on your to-do list include removing old paint from furniture, doors, or molding, you probably think that's a hazardous, messy job, but it's not with Blue Bear products. They're safe, effective, and affordable. I use Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All. It easily removes multiple layers of paint, all while being even safer than ever. Formulated without harmful chemicals, it gets the job done while being low odor and non-caustic. Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All, now available at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best stores. Great news! All of Deich Coatings' DIY Real Stone Coating products are now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot. Go online to find dozens of Deich Coating products, from spread stone countertop refinishing kits to track safe anti-slip sealer to the Die Hard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Lowe's and Home Depot also carry a variety of Deich Coatings, sealers, floor coatings, wall finishings, indoor and out. Learn about all the great products, DeichCoatings.com, or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com and HomeDepot.com. I can't emphasize enough the need to have a backup sump pump to prevent flooding, especially if you have a finished basement. Now, I really like Zoller's new 540 Flex Water Powered Backup. It takes over when the primary sump system fails. The Flex is given its name for the rotatable elbow that allows for either vertical or horizontal installation. No electricity or batteries protect your home from flooding. Ask your plumber to install the Zoller 540 Flex Water Powered Backup. For more info, visit ZollerPumps.com. You know, it really doesn't matter where you live. You'll always be dealing with rust. But whether it's rusty nuts and bolts or rusty parts and equipment, you really only need to remember one product, PB Blaster. It's the number one selling penetrant for breaking free rusted or stuck parts. It works every time. And with their new Pro Straw top, you can control the flow down to just a drop. Remember, when there's rust to bust, it's PB Blaster. Pick up a can at home, auto, or hardware stores, and always use Blaster products and work it like a pro.
All right, back at it we go. We are 18 minutes after the top of the hour, at home with Gary Sullivan. At the bottom of the hour, Nick Sabino will be joining me. He is a roofing specialist. We'll talk a little bit about what's new in roofing, also how, well, the most vulnerable part of your roof, obviously the flashing. We'll discuss a little bit of that. And ice dams, big problem in many parts of the country. We'll discuss that all with Nick. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, we got Mike. Mike, welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
I have a house that's about 12 years old, and I've added on to it. Originally, it had cypress board and batten on the outside, but cypress is getting hard to come by, so when we did the addition, it's got pine board and batten on it. It's all natural. And we have cleaned it one time, going to clean it again here in the next couple weeks. But we're thinking about putting either a semi-transparent or a solid color stain on it. And but we really like the wood grain look to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering what you know about the pros and cons and your recommendation.
Well, certainly you got to get something on there. What was protecting it up to this point?
Nothing.
Okay. And is this just pine? This isn't pressure treated pine or anything, right?
No. It was rough cut pine, and it was pretty wet, and I got it from the sawmill.
Yeah.
It looks great. I like it, but yet two different kinds of wood. The pine darkens a little bit more than what the cypress does.
Yeah.
So in order to having a two-tone house, we're looking to stain it.
How long has it been up?
The original part's been there about 14 years, and the new part's been there about 3, other than what I added on to in the last 2 weeks.
And there's nothing there that's preserving that pine. I'm surprised it's still in good shape.
No, it's I've got some places that's exposed to the weather all the time. I've had to replace a few boards.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, for the most part, I've got a big overhang porch, and it covers most everything.
Well, yeah, but even with humidity and stuff, really, really, really important that you get that sealed up.
Right.
You know, so there's a couple of options. Semi-transparent stain is a good option. The the darker the color in a semi-transparent stain, the longer it will last. And if you go after a really good acrylic-type stain, it will outperform an oil-based stain at this stage of the game.
Right.
So we'll circle back and talk about that. So semi-transparent will allow the wood grain to show, probably enhance the wood grain, quite honestly. Can be used on both of the woods. It may make them even look more different. I don't know how they'll accept the stain and what the end result will look like. Then the solid color stains. The solid color stains will outperform the semi-transparent stains because it's more of a solid. So it won't, it'll be more impervious to the ultraviolet rays of the sun. So it won't bleach out as easily. But you'll lose the wood grain. That's what you give up.
Yeah, right.
All right.
And it looks more like a paint, I guess, than a...
Right. Looks almost exactly like a paint. So, and again, it's under an overhang or something like that. As long as, you know, I mean, a semi-transparent stain, really, a really good lifespan of that might be 2 or 3 years. But if it's out of the sun, of course, that can be enhanced. People always want to know, well, how long will the stain last? Well, if you're looking dead west, you might get 2 years. If you got it tucked underneath and the sun doesn't hit, it might last 6 years. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what I'd recommend, and there's an excellent website that has a ton of video on it and compares and explains the process of doing it. And the process is really important. The problem with acrylic stains, and I just said the acrylic holds up better against the sun, but the negative on an acrylic is if it's not really prepped properly, the depth of the stain into the wood is minimized. So there's a, and I consider it the best on the market, in my opinion, for an acrylic stain. It's called Defy, D-E-F-Y. Their website is defywoodstain.com. And it's a process of, certainly, you know, it's all focused to decks, but they can be used on houses too. So there's a deck cleaner, which is an oxygenated bleach, which you could use on any type of siding. You wash it down with an oxygenated bleach. Then you come back with a, a deck brightener is the name of it. Just popped in my head. What that is it's an oxalic acid, Mike. It's very gentle. Right. You just work it just like a cleaner. But what it does is it opens up the pores on that wood. And
so it will accept the stain.
And since it's an acrylic wood stain, it will, I mean, you can literally put the stain on 2 hours after you do this. You don't have to wait 2 days. And they have a stain mop that they have on that website, which is fantastic. You know, it puts enough on, it'll penetrate good. And as a semi-transparent, that's going to hold up as good as anybody's, better than anybody's, really.
All right. Okay.
Well, hope that helps.
I'll look into that website and let my wife make a decision.
There you go.
Stay out of the doghouse.
I hear you. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Yeah, so we're going to get that question a lot as we enter deck season, you know, and that's always the first sign of spring when we start getting deck questions. But just whether it's a deck or whether it's wood siding, remember what you're doing here. You're cleaning first, even if it's new wood, because the cleaner, the oxygenated bleach, starts the process of opening up the fibers of the wood itself. And then the deck brightener, I would definitely use a deck brightener if I was just buying some pressure treated wood. I'd do that more than if I used a cleaner, because the deck brightener, being an oxalic acid, will just open up those pores. And once rinsed, I used the analogy to the manufacturer one time. I said, so it's kind of like using muriatic acid on concrete. And he's like, exactly. You're opening up the pores in that wood, the cellulose to drink that stain down. Now, that particular stain cannot be sprayed. It has to be either rolled, brushed, or mopped on. And that way you're kind of forcing it down in there also. But you'll get an extra season or two out of life because it's the acrylic. They also have nanoparticles of zinc in there, which almost works like a sun blocker, but it also prevents the growth of molds and mildews on that surface. So, again, if it's under an overhang, you may not need the zinc to block sun, but you may very well need it to prevent mold and mildew growth, especially if it gets wet. But, you know, just roughs on pine, you just can't put up and just ignore it because, as you heard him say, he'd already replaced a couple of the boards. So anyway, Nick Sabino, he'll be my guest next. We'll talk a little roofing, and then we'll take your calls at 800-823-8255. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Home Improvement 101 with Gary Sullivan. Every weekend, classes begin at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Listen, if you struggle with cleaning your windows, I have the answer. Ettore Squeegees. That's right. The right tools make a big difference in your window cleaning job. Ettore Squeegees is the original squeegee and the number one choice of professional window cleaners. So don't waste your time with cheap squeegees or costly paper towels. Get a streak-free job the way the pros do. The professional-grade rubber blade is replaceable, and that makes a big difference. Learn more at Ettore.com. Available at Amazon and hardware stores near you.
I know many of you want to use your basement for living space, but the air down there is not healthy to breathe. Controlled ventilation's the answer. I had an Easy Breathe ventilation system installed in my finished basement years ago, and we noticed the difference right away. Finished basements are perfect for a home office, a gym, a rec room, and it's a great investment. Step one, get rid of that stagnant, musty odor. Call the Easy Breathe Healthy Home Experts today. It's an easy project, installation, just a few hours. 866-822-7328, easybreathe.com.
Gary Sullivan here to tell you about my favorite decking, Decorator's Voyage. And I'm telling you, nothing compares to this stuff. Decorator's Voyage decking is a mineral-based composite, which means it's one of the strongest, most versatile decking products on the market. Voyage decking looks like beautiful vertical grain hardwood flooring for outdoor living and features enhanced traction. Voyage has 34% or better surface traction than other leading cap composites, even in wet conditions. You can't beat that. Find a dealer near you at decorators.com. That's Decorator's with a K.
Jaws, the Just Add Water System, is my favorite in household cleaning refillable spray cleaners. The Jaws Glass Cleaner is my absolute favorite. The Jaws Disinfectant Cleaner kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria, including COVID-19. It's a cleaner and disinfectant all in one. Their line of cleaning products come with reusable bottles and concentrated refill pods that save space and reduce plastic waste. Refill and reuse Jaws, the best cleaners I've used. Get Jaws spray bottles and refill pods at Jaws Clean.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-doing men's solutions and ideas.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, I hope your weekend's going along just fine, getting a few things done around the home. It's time for our project of the week, and joining me is Nick Sabino, and he is the immediate former chair of the board for the National Roofing Contractors Association, also president of Deer Park Roofing and the fellow that put my roof on a couple years ago. Hey, Nick, welcome to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. I'm great.
When you drive around the lovely suburbs, do you start to see ice dams everywhere?
It's awful. It's that time of year, and we haven't had a storm like this in quite a few years. So,
Yeah.
The conditions haven't necessarily been right for it.
Right. I was telling my kids, I remember doing a radio show, gosh, it's probably 20 years ago. It was so bad then, and I don't know what year or anything, but, man, we had people calling gutters are falling off the house. I mean, it was a massive problem, and I know the roofing industry as a whole has really kind of taken a look and added some precautions, have they not, for stopping water intrusion from ice dams?
Yes, so there's a good protective measure that we use, and it's a newer product, and within the last 20 years,
right?
We put a rubberized asphalt membrane around the perimeter of the roof. Usually, it's supposed to extend 24 inches past the interior walls of the house,
okay.
And it prevents the water from getting in as the ice dam occurs. It prevents that water from backing up and coming into our houses and running down our walls.
Sure.
This year's been a lot better than in years past, say
right.
2010, when we had a lot of ice dams. There was a lot more damage that occurred. So the roofing industry has come a long way.
Yeah. Is there anything you can do once the ice dam is formed?
You know, it's a real challenge because the safety concerns, obviously. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get up on your roof when you have a bunch of snow and ice up there.
Right.
It's even hard to set up a ladder. What we've seen a lot of people do to break up the ice dams are, put salt in a sock or pantyhose.
Mm-hmm.
And try to throw that up on the roof. You got to be careful because the salt might react with some of your roofing materials or your metal. So you have to be careful not to do a lot of damage to your roof.
Right. How about icicles? Leave them on, take them off, or just let everything be?
Well, you don't want them to fall. Eventually, they're going to fall off. So you probably want to take them off just to protect the people coming in and out of the building or the house.
Yeah. What's causing this?
Well, it's funny. A lot of people think the sunlight causes it, and there's a freeze thaw. It's really the heat from inside our houses.
Mm.
Air leakage into the attic space. Poor insulation, improper insulation, displaced insulation. But once that, when it snows, the first thing we want to do, we look outside and we see a foot of snow on the ground. First thing we want to do is run to the thermostat and crank the heat up.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that's what my wife does, at least.
Yeah, so, the whole world does.
And when we do that, think about the snow on our roof. It actually acts as an insulator. So when the heat in our attic space could normally exhaust out, now we've got another area of insulation on our roof, which is the snow. It's got an R value of about 1 per inch, and it traps that heat in our attic spaces. So our roof deck starts to warm,
mm-hmm.
and it actually rises to be above freezing. And then at our gutter line, where there's really no heat from our house to warm it up, it's the same temperature as the outside air. So, you've got a situation where you might have 36 degrees in your attic, and at your gutter line, it's going to be 22 degrees. So that snow on your roof starts to melt. The heat from our house fuels that melt,
right.
And then it gets to the gutter and it refreezes. And an asphalt shingle roof or most of our steep slope roof systems are water shedding systems, which means the water just sheds to the next course.
Mm-hmm.
It's not waterproof. It just sheds the water until it drains off.
Mm-hmm.
And when an ice dam occurs, that water can't drain anywhere because there's a block of ice down by our gutters.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually creates no pitch, so there's nowhere for the water to drain, and it'll pond, and that's when the problems start.
Yeah, so really it might be if you're taking a look at houses in your neighborhood, and maybe you're one of two that have an ice dam, it might be a signal to you to get some insulation added to your home this spring.
Most of the problems we see with ice dams can be solved with attic insulation.
Yeah. And I guess, like you said, ventilation has something to do with it, too. Obviously, it could be well ventilated, but if you got a snowpack up there, you got a warm attic.
Yeah, so we ventilate. Ventilation's really important in the summer to get the heat out of the attic space, and also in the winter to get the moisture. You know, the hot air holds more warm. The warm air contains more moisture than cool air. So we don't want warm air escaping into our attic spaces and then be able to cool, and as it cools, it'll condense. So the attic ventilation is really important to make sure that our heat isn't trapped in the attic space.
Okay. Roofing materials in general, like everything else, things are moving really fast in terms of technology. Also in terms of research and development, the shingles of today, so much better than they were just 20, 25 years ago. Agree?
That's correct. That's correct. In a number of different ways, you know, cold weather applications, the adhesives have gotten so much better. The grade of asphalt is so much better. The shingles are lighter. They're engineered better. The fiberglass mats have come a long way from the old organic mats that we saw 20 years ago. So. A lot of technology, a lot of improvements, and our roofs keep getting better and better.
Yeah. Nick, one of the things that whenever I see a lot of snow, especially looking at the house across the street right now, and it's got a nice little saddle between the garage and the bulk of the house, and he's literally got a snow drift all the way up. And I always, you know, we've talked in the past how important flashing is. And then I read about people weaving shingles together rather than using a flashing. And I look at that drift and, I don't feel real good about that shingle weave.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
We really encourage, especially at the National Roofing Contractors Association, we really encourage everybody to use metal flashings and they're just going to, especially in the valley where you're talking about, it's just going to perform a lot better than weaving the shingles together and putting a lot of nails in the valley area.
Sure. So that's another thing. I don't know whether it's a marketing thing or not. Everybody's like, we do 6 nails. We do 4 nails. Doesn't the manufacturer tell you how many nails to put in? Doesn't he have his own specifications?
Yeah, it's interesting, too. And building code says, install it. Here's the minimum that we want you to install it. Here's the minimum standards, and also we want you to follow the manufacturer's installation instructions. So the manufacturer says put 4 nails in the shingle, and here's the area we want you to put them. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to add extra nails. They're really not helping anything.
Right, in a way,
actually hurts you.
Yeah, I was going to say they're actually penetrating the surface. If you got 2 additional penetrations, that.
That could potentially leak.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me about your business at Deer Park Roofing on a, you know, winter's day. Probably not putting a whole lot of roofs on. Probably did in January.
Yeah, January was great.
Is it all repair now? I mean,
it's you know, we're supposed to, the temperature today in Cincinnati is supposed to break freezing for the first time in 8 days. So.
Right.
All these ice dams that we're seeing on the roofs and the gutters that are blocked with ice, boy, when this starts to melt, there's going to be this is when it's really going to the phone's really going to start ringing and people are going to start experiencing a lot of leaks.
Sure.
But for the last couple of weeks, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of activity.
Everything's
just with
froze.
The snow all across the country.
Yeah, I think something like 48 states had snow cover or something. Like, holy cow. Holy cow. Other things improved with shingles as we talked to people out on the West Coast and different things in terms of fire ratings, in terms of wind speeds, what they'll tolerate, those being addressed also?
Yeah, you know, everything really starts in Dade County in Florida, and we learned a lot from the hurricanes as the hurricanes come through, and as building codes dictate, hey, the shingles have to withstand 130 mile an hour wind ratings. You know, now it's pretty much widespread across the country that you can get a shingle that'll withstand 130 mile an hour winds. And you know, again, if we go back 20 years, we were looking at shingles that performed up to 60 miles an hour.
Wow, it's amazing. That
big
is
improvement.
Amazing. Yeah, sure is. Sure is. And then we also see the roof, but there's a lot going underneath the roof also. Another layer of protection.
I talked a little bit about the ice and water membranes that we put around the perimeter of the roof, and that's really the key. We've seen a dramatic number of or decreased number of callbacks recently with the enhanced ice and water membrane. That's called an underlayment. Mm-hmm. We also, you know, there's a lot of other different underlayments. There's synthetic underlayments, and then there's just the good old fashioned 30 pound felt paper, or actually it's called number 30 felt paper now.
Right.
And you know, that's worked for 100 years, and we still continue to use those asphalt based products.
Yeah, so, you know, I even want to talk a little bit about bidding on roofs and also on ventilation. I know as we sit through our COVID months, more people start thinking and focusing on their houses. And so I want to talk a little bit about ventilation. If you don't mind, if you can sit tight, we'll take a break, come back in a few minutes and wrap up our discussion. Fair enough? All right, Nick Sabino, he is the president of Deer Park Roofing in the greater Cincinnati area, my hometown, and also the immediate former chair of the board for the National Roofing Contractors Association. We'll continue our chat. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Does your jetted bathtub or hot tub spit out specks of brownish black gunk? Well, it could be biofilm, a slime formation in the plumbing that can harbor nasty bacteria. Awesome provides a complete colonoscopy that ends this nightmare. Awesome is safe, works fast, is effective, and septic safe. If you got a smelly washer or dishwasher, just a pinch of the gel does the job. Get Awesome at select dealers or at your favorite online retailer. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. That's AHHSOME. Hey, the best way to avoid a basement flood is to have a new reliable sump pump in place before the spring rains arrive. Hey, Gary Sullivan here. My friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup are sump pump experts. If your sump pump runs often and is more than 6 years old, it's on borrowed time. Roto-Rooter can also install battery backup or water-powered backup sump pump that'll protect your basement even if the power goes out. Call 800-GET-ROTO or go to rotorooter.com. I know many of you want to use your basement for living space, but the air down there is not healthy to breathe. Controlled ventilation's the answer. I had an Easy Breathe ventilation system installed in my finished basement years ago, and we noticed the difference right away. Finished basements are perfect for a home office, a gym, a rec room, and it's a great investment. Step one, get rid of that stagnant, musty odor. Call the Easy Breathe Healthy Home Experts today. It's an easy project, installation, just a few hours. 866-822-7328, easybreathe.com.
Now there's an easier way to clean your shower without all the fuss. Wet and forget shower. Just spray today and rinse clean tomorrow. It's that simple. Use once a week to clean and prevent the buildup of soap scum and everyday shower grime. There's no wiping or scrubbing. Wet and forget shower's gentle bleach-free formula leaves your bathroom with a soft vanilla scent. Who knew cleaning your shower could be so easy? Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Shower at Lowe's, Home Depot, or Menards.
All right, back at it we go. Nick Sabino, president of Deer Park Roofing, is my guest, and that's what we're talking about is roofing and talking about ice dams and how to protect your home from an ice dam. And, well, another thing that is a big player in the whole roofing system is ventilation, correct, Nick?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, and snow, I mean, you can't do much now, but when you're having a roof put on, what are some of the things? I read some statistic like 70% of the homes are not properly ventilated. You feel
well,
good about that
number? Well, that's true. And, you know, ventilation, really, we're working off of a standard that was created in 1940 right now with attic ventilation. And a lot of the older houses, you know, when we build a new house is built, you have wide open attic spaces sometimes, and they're real easy to ventilate. You just have some soffit vents, and you have your exhaust vents on your roof, and we know the how much air we need to move, and it's pretty easy calculation to perform, and you go with it. But the problem is a lot of the houses, you know, they're built, you know, in the 50s, 60s, and earlier, the attic spaces aren't necessarily connected, and it's a little trickier to ventilate.
Right, right. Yeah, that's, and I get that call a lot, and I can give somebody a formula, but then you got ventilation pieces that are impeded with screens and louvers, and then you got older homes that have hip walls and everything else in the attic. I don't know if I can give them a straight answer without seeing it.
Yeah, what we're trying to do with attic ventilation, and what's important is that we keep our attic temperatures the same temperature as the outside air. That's all we're trying to do,
right,
which in the summertime is going to help us minimize that heat, that thermal expansion and contraction. If we don't ventilate the attic, it could get as hot as 160 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so if it's 90 degrees outside, we want our attic temperature to be close to 90 degrees.
Right.
But now in the winter, with the ice dams, exactly what we're seeing, if it's 22 degrees outside, we want our attic temperature to be 22 degrees. A lot of people think, well, I got to go up there and shove some insulation in the soffit vents because I don't want my attic to get cold.
I remember when we started ventilating roofs, one of the big box stores had covers to cover the turbine fans on the top of the roof.
Yeah, bad idea.
I'm like, that's not good.
Bad idea. We want it to be cold in our attics now. And if you think about it, if your roof sheathing is below freezing and it's below freezing outside, that's a good thing. That means the snow's going to stay on our roof.
Right.
And then when it gets to be above freezing, it'll just melt off naturally, and we won't have any problems. You're just asking for that freeze thaw to occur when our attic temperatures are above freezing and it's below freezing outside. It's going to refreeze somewhere.
Right. With different architecture of homes, is there some attics you just can't ventilate to that degree?
Sure, there's it's tricky. A lot of times on a hip roof, if we're trying to put a ridge vent on, there's really not enough ridge space to ventilate the entire attic space. So a lot of times then you have to go to, like you were saying earlier, a turbine or a power fan to properly ventilate that.
Not to knock the industry, but just a question out of curiosity based on the questions I get. Are all roofers up to speed on proper ventilation?
Yes. You know, okay. It's you're applying a roof system that's got to be watertight, and the roofer is really responsible for the exhaust ventilation. Now, 50% of your ventilation comes from intake, which is, you know, below the soffits. So, you know, who's responsible for that? Is it the roofer? Is it the homeowner? Is it another trade? Is it the home builder? How does that tie in? It's you know, just like a lot of the roofing companies don't do attic insulation.
Right.
We don't do HVAC work. So if somebody puts a furnace in an attic space or there's faulty ductwork in the attic space, a lot of times that can cause condensation. It could cause an ice dam by all that heat being in the attic space.
Right.
But, you know, when you have water coming in your house, you're going to call the roofer. When you have condensation issues, you're going to call the roofer. So the roofer should understand the other building trades and how it interacts with the roof system.
Yeah, a friend of mine in Indianapolis called me, had water coming through a can light. And I said, well, it's near the exhaust fan in the bathroom. You got to get up in the attic. You got to see what that is. It could be ventilation, it could be this, you know, and of course it was both. It was the exhaust pipe from the fan, and it was somebody had pushed insulation over the intake ventilation along the soffits. So, yeah, you got to have that ventilation. Quickly on bids, when people are looking at doing a roof this spring, summer, fall. They start collecting bids. All bids aren't the same, correct? I mean, you could be looking at apples and oranges. You got to know what you're looking at.
Sure. We talked about that a little earlier. One of the contract clauses that we're seeing a lot is replace flashings as needed. And, you know, that usually means that they're not going to replace the flashing.
Right.
You don't need it. So when you're doing a roof system, you should replace the roof system.
Right.
I don't know if
the
your flashing's 20 years old or 30 years old, reusing it, it's not going to last the life of the new roof that you're putting on, which could be 30 to 50 years.
Right.
You want to go ahead and replace that as you're doing the roof system.
Yeah. Well, you used a great word, and that is system, because, you know, it's like waterproofing a home, too. There's all kinds of ways to patch it, and then there's a whole system to prevent a leaky foundation. And same way with a roof system is a system. It's the flashing. It's the ice guard. It's the felt paper. It's, you know, it's all kinds of things. It's the ventilation, so... You're right. Compare them. They're not apples and apples. Make sure you know what you're purchasing. Nick, thank you so much for giving up part of your weekend. I certainly appreciate it. We'll try to do it again.
Great talking to you, Gary.
All right, Nick. Thank you. Take care. Nick is president of Deer Park Roofing in my hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio, and also the immediate former chair of the board for the National Roofing Contractors Association. We certainly thank him. We'll have this podcast up in a half hour if you want to direct somebody to it. It's on the iHeart app. It's free, and it'll be labeled roofing, ventilation, and ice dams, or something close to that. We'll continue. You got the phone number. Join us. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-do and mend solutions and ideas.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.